From the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, this is FAO Talks. Aquatic foods are vital for food security and nutrition, with an estimated 600 million people relying on fisheries and aquaculture for their livelihoods. The 2024 edition of the State of World Fisheries and Aquaculture SOFIA Report, released on June 7th, highlights a milestone. For the first time, aquaculture has surpassed capture fisheries in the production of aquatic animals. The report also revealed a 4.4% rise in global fisheries and aquaculture production since pre-pandemic levels. This trend in the aquatic sector is a promising path towards addressing food insecurity, explained Manuel Barange, Assistant Director General and Director of the Fisheries and Aquaculture Division at FAO. He discussed the latest findings and trends of the SOFIA report with media officer Laura Quiñones.
What are the main findings regarding global fisheries and aquaculture compared to previous years?
The biggest message is that 51% of that production comes from aquaculture now. So for the first time ever, aquaculture is now overtaking capture fisheries as a main producer of aquatic foods and aquatic products. The production of aquatic products has continued to grow and is reaching a global record of 185 million tons of aquatic products in 2022. And this is a great result because it means that we can continue to increase the production of aquatic foods without impacting the marine environment and the natural environments.
Why is it important that aquaculture production has now surpassed the capture fisheries? What does it mean for us?
We have 750 million people that are suffering from hunger today, a number that is not being reduced. We need to produce more and to produce better. Aquaculture continues to grow. And that is a great tool for us to fight hunger and to fight poverty using natural resources sustainably. This is very important because without those aquatic foods, we do not get the nutrition that we need. And without those aquatic foods, we put more pressure on land-based food systems that are already under significant stress.
Which countries right now lead in global aquaculture production? And what can be done to improve sustainable aquaculture in low-income countries or regions?
90% of the production takes place in Asia. So there's a big geographical imbalance. And in fact, of the 10 main producers, 7 of these 10 come from Asia. So it is very localized. Africa produces only 1.9% of the global aquaculture production. In order to maintain consumption rates of aquatic foods in places where population is growing, you have to increase production. How do you do that? Well, we have a very clear package when we go to countries. We're looking at the legal framework and the policy environment for the development of the industry. We work with the private sector to attract investment. We build capacity to make sure that the technical knowledge is transferred to the country. And then we make sure that we bring the infrastructure in support of that development with the countries, with the funding agencies as well.
What are the projected trends for the aquatic animal production and consumption up to 2032 and 2050, according to the report?
The report provides scenarios of what we expect to happen by the year 2032. The projection is that the sector will grow by about 10% in production, and this will allow our consumption rate to grow to 21.3 kilograms per person per year, compared to the 20.7 in 2022. By 2050, the issue, though, is more complicated. Even if we were to just keep the current consumption rate to 2050, because of population growth, the sector will need to grow by 25%. In Africa alone, it would have to grow by 75% because it's the region that will see an increase in population. The biggest challenge is how to feed 9.7 billion people in the year 2050. We need to put our heads together, ensure that we have the technical elements together and the political will. We know what is needed, but, you know, everyone has to walk that walk.
That's all for today's FAO Talks. To learn more about this topic and how the FAO is contributing to a world free from hunger, visit our website, www.fao.org. Until next time,